Each day, the world around us becomes more and more godless. It's not pagan. The pagans at least believed in some god or gods. But the people today don't believe in anything except themselves. And oftentimes, they don't even believe in themselves very strongly. Only enough to get what they want, no matter what it costs them or anybody else. And unfortunately, it seems that the majority of people don't even know what it is they're wanting or looking for. I know many people today, even amongst traditionalists, and probably more so, are somewhat disappointed that nothing happened with Y2K so far. I know so many people, probably the greater majority of conservatives and traditionalists, are begging our Lord to come, and we can't understand why he's passing up all these, what we think, golden opportunities to straighten things out. And we tend to want to become discouraged, and it becomes harder and harder for us to reject the ungodliness around us. It becomes very difficult for us to continue to live temperately, unjustly, and piously in this godless world. Sometimes it even becomes difficult for us to continue believing in God. Because if he's in control, why is everything so out of control? For that answer, we need to look within ourselves, each one of us. What are we doing to further his kingdom on earth, to further his reign in our souls? How hard do we work to rid ourselves of ourself, our self-interests, our self-will, our attachments? It's amazing what we can become attached to. And it's not just things. It can be thoughts, ideas, devotions, people. If you look around us, it's obvious that mankind in general has said to God, we don't need you. We can take care of things on our own. So, that's exactly what he's doing. He's letting us take care of ourselves. It's obvious what kind of job we are doing. We have to start the conversion of the world with the conversion of ourselves. As St. John Vianney once told a lady parishioner of his who asked him how she could go about converting a certain friend of hers. He told her, what will convert him will be the sanctity of your own life. St. Catherine of Siena, during her time, there were two or three different popes running around. The world was going to hell. What did she do? First, she made a saint of herself. That sanctity spread to those around her, and finally to the church. My good people, it is my responsibility, it is your responsibility, each individual, to do our utmost, even to the point that it hurts us, to show God that we do need Him, that we want Him, that we love Him. It's got to start with us, few as we are. Sanctify ourselves by giving up all the superfluities that we get attached to that are keeping God out. We can't look around and blame our neighbor or blame the world. We can only blame ourselves. If I'm not a saint, why not? So, my good people, as we travel into the unknown, the uncertainty, the demoralizing uncertainness of the horror that is facing us, we must not give up. We must not let God down. We must be able to answer, "Here I am, Lord," when He comes and asks, "When I return, do you think I will find faith?" It's up to me and you to be able to answer Him, "Here I am." May God bless each one of you, each one of us, in this new year. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.